This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got great news on the Portland Diamond Project's future yesterday with a Senate approval by a wide margin. It was 24-6.
24-5, I think.
And that is good for funding in a jock tax, which means that Major League Baseball players that come through Portland, the tax that they get taxed for just being a professional athlete, it went from $150 million to $800 million, which will help build a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's great news. Great news. This doesn't come from our pockets. Comes from the athletes that are going to be playing here, and over time, that money will go towards building a big league ballpark, and that is huge. Salt Lake City also has a very detailed and good group going right now where they've got a plan and land and they're full steam ahead too. And Major League Baseball in their expansion, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, not if. Mm-hmm. And Portland is now in a good position to be in alignment for getting a new team. The NBA, they may be on the same track, and it may be coming even faster.
Oh, no way.
Adam Silver says that he expects expansion momentum to pick up this season, in this summer. And it sounds like the idea of Vegas getting a team, Seattle getting a team, it's going to happen. And we may get an announcement sooner rather than later from the NBA.
It's weird. I didn't hear anything about Mexico City any of those comments. Hearing so much about Mexico City, Mexico City, Mexico City, Mexico City. No, it's weird. It's not actually that. It's Seattle and Vegas, which everyone has known for 5 years?
Well, yeah, and he was on the McAfee show, and he said, look, we're beginning the process of exploring the opportunity to expand. We're looking hard at it, and there's no doubt there's been interest in Seattle and Vegas. We're looking at those markets, and then he said, and others. But ownership groups in place, arenas already in place, they could expand and have those things up and running in short order.
Yeah, and in Seattle, you obviously have Old Key, now Climate Pledge Arena, where they actually spent more restoring and retrofitting that building than it would cost to build a new building. They spent $2 billion.
Yeah, but the location
is phenomenal.
Is why you weren't going to get somewhere in a better location than that. And you're probably going to spend $2 billion anyways building the stadium these days, because that's just kind of the way that stadium costs are now.
And I've been in that building 3 times over the last 3 years now. It's beautiful. Like, if you've never been to Key, like, when you walk by, it's right next to the Space Needle. It's like 200 yards, 300 yards away. It's in the same area. They have this giant, like, food court building that they've built right next to the arena. Everything is within walking distance. The transit around there is pretty decent. It's not as good as, like, the football and baseball stadiums or literally next to the train stations. But they pretty much limit traffic around there, so it's easy to get to by foot. But the building itself is recessed into the ground. And so there's like not that much above ground, but when you get inside, the pavilion inside is beautiful. Now, the underbelly of the building, like when you get in like the ramp, because they actually, the buses go underground to drop off the players at the loading dock, stuff like that. That feels 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like that part of the building feels old as sin. But when you, like, I went into the locker room for the Kraken, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It is state of the art. Everything in that building underneath and the game arena experience is state of the art. It's beautiful.
So that's an easy fit for the NBA.
In Vegas, they've got kind of the same thing, but in a smaller stadium in T-Mobile. But there are plans to build another arena at the north end of the strip.
Yeah, and that was by somebody who he used to be a part of MSG. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think he was helping lead the original part of it was the Sphere.
But a temporary home is not an issue.
No,
especially
no.
In a new arena.
Yeah.
That can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And if
it's
you
designed
have to play
for
them for
basketball,
a year or two, you're yeah. good. But the NBA expanding coincides with the exact same thing that the Major League Baseball is waiting on. Well, not the exact same thing, but the two big barriers. One was Boston needed to
yes,
sell.
Yes, they wanted to see what the price was so they could set the rights to buy a new franchise. And I've heard that the rights fee will be somewhere between 5.5 and 6.
Yikes!
Done. So that's the rights to buy the team.
Now, also, tinfoil hats can be removed mm-hmm. on one aspect. He shot down pretty definitively any ideas that the Dallas Mavericks would move to Vegas.
They're not going. It is a financial boondoggle.
Yeah.
What they wouldn't throw away $6 billion. So what? For those that aren't aware, the franchise rights fees are not a part of BRI. That's basketball related income. They do not have to split any single dollar with the players. It is dispersed among the owners.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go on the low end. Let's say it's $5.5 billion for each team. That is $11 billion that would be divvied up among the current 30 owners. And the reason why this matters is because they signed that 11-year media rights deal. Adding those two teams, like that was thought of as part of this process. Those teams will now get rights fees as a part of that deal, which means there's less of the pie of the rights fees to the other 30 teams. So they have to make up that revenue somewhere. And if it's $5.5 to $6 billion, it's going to cover that barely.
Does that affect the ballooning of the salary cap then too? Because if the money isn't getting distributed to each club as in large amounts as projected, then the salary cap does not go up in the $100 million Wemby number.
No, that part of it's built in and baked in as far as the natural rises and raises as it protect. And again, this is why it matters. That's why you need to have the rights fees at a certain level for it to make sense. Now, there was a Board of Governors meeting 2-3 weeks ago in New York, and I heard coming out of that loose talk of this stuff. So it's been going. Now I've talked to others that have been there and reported on what's going on there, and they have said for the most part they have not talked about this. And actually they don't, while they need 2/3 of votes to actually make this happen, they don't actually have to convene and come together to do this. They can just be like, yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah. Also, as it pertains locally, there is a lot of the rumblings have been once the NBA expands,
mm-hmm.
that's when Jody Allen and the Vulcans kind of say, all right, time to pack up shop and finally sell this team.
I mean, you're looking at somewhere between $300 and maybe $400 million in cash.
Because, and here's the important part of that. When the expansion happens mm-hmm. and two ownership groups come in, there will not be another expansion
for a long time.
Maybe ever.
Yeah.
Right? So then the value of each individual franchise then goes up mm-hmm. because of the scarcity of the availability of teams.
Yes.
And also should make people feel a lot better about the Portland Trailblazers, even though you shouldn't be worried about them ever leaving. But it is, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, there was a bit of a scare tactic that was used when that press release came out about Phil Knight and Ron Wyden wanting to keep the Trailblazers in Portland. They're not going anywhere. Teams are not moving anymore.
Yeah.
Now, you might have a team change conferences, which not only might, it will happen.
Yeah.
When they add two to the West, somebody's got to go East. And then that will be a bloodbath between Minnesota, Memphis, and New Orleans
mm-hmm.
about because they all want to go to the East. I mean, your ability to get the playoffs, and it's like, oh, it kind of comes and goes. It's been this way for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, so you mean the great Northwest Division team, the Minnesota Timberwolves? Yeah.
And it also, adding Vegas and Seattle will cut Portland's travel down exponentially.
It would be great for the Blazers.
I mean, hell, I might actually go cover road games in Seattle.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
All right. Well, that's good to, it's good to hear, and we are finally creening down that path where Seattle gets basketball back again.
And they deserve
it. They deserve it. They absolutely do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.